More to come this next weekend as we decorate for Christmas and we give them thanks. It's beautiful, and also like to say that I think when I see the beauty of our decorations, it's kind of like a foretaste of the feast to come, and that's what we're thinking about, and we're so happy that you did all this, and thank you for all your hard work. I did want to mention some things about the Christmas Eve schedule. Christmas Eve is on Sunday this year. And that means that the morning, the 10 o'clock worship service, which we will have like normal, that will be the fourth Sunday of Advent, even though our church will be decorated because of how it's going to have to be. It'll be decorated for Christmas, but we'll be celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. At 6:30 in the evening, then, we will have the special music that we always do. We're having strings. Is that what? Strings and... Even Jim might play a little bit. Jason's playing, y'all. Yeah. So that's at 6:30, and then at 7, the worship service will start. So that's the schedule for next week. Just make sure you knew that. Also, very important, as you know, we're going to be on TV this year. That requires on this coming Wednesday night, we don't have midweek Advent services or anything like that, but we will be having a full rehearsal for Sunday morning. Does that mean you need to come? No.
Don't you mean for Sunday night?
Yeah, I think you're right, Andrew. Yeah. We're having a rehearsal for the Christmas Eve service. You do not need to come unless you have a role in the service. If you're an usher, an acolyte, a choir member, preacher, whatever whatever you might need to do, whatever you're doing in that service, you need to come. We're asking you to be here at 6:30 so we can give you instructions for what you need to do, and then the rehearsal will start right at 7 o'clock, and we've got to get all the timings down, everything. So please come so we can get this, we can practice. Yeah, okay. Jim, you wanted to say something.
Just a few things. One is today you'll notice that Amanda, our own Amanda, is going to be conducting the anthem. That's always a treat for me, but we also use this time to honor the fact that Amanda graduated last week from New York.
Thank you, Jim. Shannon, you also wanted to speak briefly? Thank you, Shannon. Sarah.
Advent and Family Promise, fresh expressions this evening.
Sarah. I really have a legitimate question today. The gift that we bring tonight, is there a dollar guideline?
Yes, a $10 limit.
Okay.
Great question.
Thank you. Great answer. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace.
Amen.
Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Oh, comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the words of your prophets, that anointed by your Spirit, we may testify to your light through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
the most beautiful gift to share with us today. Thank you for singing. Those of you that are singing, it's beautiful. Okay, I got to ask you something. You got to have a hard time waiting? Tell me some things y'all have a hard time waiting about.
The first lesson, a reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of peace, a praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, have loved justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offsprings among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people from whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson, a reading from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, test everything. Hold fast to what is good, Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This time of year, it's pretty normal thing to hear the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" It's a song that asks if Mary knew when Jesus was born all the things he would do, the wonders he would perform, and who he really was. And one of the most powerful parts of the song is the bridge between the second and third verses. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap. The dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. The song speaks of the radical change that Jesus will bring about. The world will never be the same again. Isaiah speaks of the same thing. And in fact, the words of the song are drawn from this very passage. Isaiah speaks so eloquently of the day of the Lord when God's anointed one will make things right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. It's the kind of thing we look for and long for and hope for. It's the kind of thing that speaks to the hope we have deep within. It's the kind of thing that points so clearly to Jesus. That was John the Baptist's job. John came to point to Jesus, to admit that he was not the Messiah, but that God's anointed one was coming, and coming soon. John came to prepare the way. You might say that John's job was to trim the wicks for the fire and light that Jesus would bring. Or you might say that John was to prepare the way for the world to be changed. John was to prepare the way for the radical inbreaking of the kingdom of God here, now. John tells us that Jesus makes a difference. His advent is near. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a respected theologian and scholar in Germany in the early part of the 1900s. He held prestigious positions in many seminaries and spoke at conferences and studied all over the world. However, during this same time, the Nazi regime came to power in Germany, and Bonhoeffer worked behind the scenes against this new government. In 1939, he managed to get to the United States, escaping danger, but soon he regretted his decision to leave and chose to go back, writing, "I will have no right to participate in the reconstruction of Christian life in Germany after the war if I do not share the trials of this time with my people." On his return, Bonhoeffer joined the resistance and was part of a plot to assassinate Hitler, was found out and arrested. Not long before the end of the war, he was executed by Hitler's express order. His letters and papers from prison have been collected, and in one of them he says an astounding thing. He's talking about being in prison, and he says, "A prison cell in which one waits, hopes, and does various unessential things is completely dependent on the fact that the door of freedom has to be opened from the outside." It's not a bad picture of Advent. Indeed. That's what we hope and long for this Advent, that God will come into our world and open the door to set us free. It's the radical inbreaking of the kingdom of God among us and for us and in us and through us. In Jesus, God became one of us. In a stable, behind an inn, hope was born. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dead will live again. The lame will leap. The dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Prepare the way. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious Savior, we thank you for being our Savior. We needed you, and in love you came among us. In love you save. May our lives be pregnant with you. May we live in your love and in your name every day. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Father, your blessings truly abound. We thank you for the blessing of Jesus. We thank you for the blessing of home and family and friends. We thank you for the blessings of happiness and joy in life. Refresh us now and always with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in this season of preparation for your coming, we remember that you are indeed God with us. In your love, bless all those in special need, those who are sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those who are alone. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us, gracious God, with the excitement and joy that John the Baptist had for your coming. May our hearts eagerly long for your presence in our lives. May our lives be transformed by your grace and seek in all things to point to you. Lord, in your mercy. To your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Savior of the nations, come. Make your home here in us. Feed us with your love, that our faith shine ever new, and our lives reveal your light. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy,
the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you for in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Amen, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, One God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be your
name. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you. Pastor back here.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts and send us forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. reach in to dip, but the little we could look. But that wasn't the problem. They fell into full.
But that wasn't the problem. It was the big one.
We raised so much wine. And when our budget is so not good.
Thank you, I guess.
I wanted you to see.
Yeah. We'll meet. We'll meet again on the 7th.
I am so sorry.
It's all right.
And I know we've got Christmas coming.
But it wouldn't matter. They take it and wash it anyway. I mean, because...
That was what I saw first, but that hasn't done.